Ken Trickey was coaching then, his second stint there. And Ken, of course, was so colorful. Your comment, what you remember about Ken Trickey.
Well, I have said this many, many times, and people look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. But having grown up in Oklahoma, that you were really controlled a lot by Henry Iba. And now suddenly Ken Trickey comes along, and there's no slowdown. It's speed up. And I thought it was great. And as a result of that, I think that he has been, we had a falling out. I maybe shouldn't even say this, but we had a falling out after he had retired and went back to Muskogee and coached the high school. And he went into a slowdown, and we got into a big argument. I said, you know, what in the world? You had the most active and the most successful fast-paced basketball of anyone I've ever known. And now you're going to go over there and play like Henry Ibbett? Come on. Well, he did. And
well, you said you're falling out. Did you go with him as a coach or assistant coach to Muskogee?
Was I?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
You were just there to watch the
it. Yeah, I was just there to watch it, and I was doing some stuff for one of the radio or TV. I don't know what it
you
was.
You guys had I wouldn't say a love-hate relationship, but you had a couple of run-ins with each other. But I mean, it ended up as a great friendship between the two of you. I don't want people to think that it ended up not harmonious, because it was. One of the great things about Ken, and he'd talk to you and he'd always poke you in the chest. Donnie, I'm telling you right now, I'd rather get beat 120 to 80. If I'm going to get beat by 40, I'd rather get beat 120 to 80 than 80 to 40. 120 to 80 sounds so much better than 80 to 40. But he was the guy that really set, as you can hear his story on Voices of Oklahoma, he was the one that really set Oklahoma basketball to a different level because of his offense.
I can't agree more. And, you know, to this day, I have nothing but compliments and praise for the way that Ken Trickey was able to handle his team and the way he influenced the fans. And, well, the Mabee Center was full, wasn't it?
Right. Absolutely. And it was the place to watch basketball.
Yes.
I came in 76, and in that period there, that would be his first time, I guess, there. Everybody who wanted to be seen by anybody special went to the ORU basketball games.
Yeah.
The place was packed, and it was because of his style of basketball. And I'm trying to think of the star player at the time when I came, and I can't.
Anthony Roberts.
Anthony probably. Roberts, exactly. Yeah. Right, right. And then the fact that Ken Trickey, we'd never seen this before, he'd leave the bench and he'd just walk down the sidelines and he'd just start talking to the fans while the play was on.
Yeah. Oh, he had a wonderful compassion.
You know, I've always said, not to get off on a political tangent, but in the year 2020 that we're doing this, we not only have the pandemic, but we have such a racial divide, not only in the city, but also in the country. And I've always said, if there are two people in the state of Oklahoma, and you can hear both of their stories on John's Voices of Oklahoma, Barry Switzer and Ken Trickey did more for race relations in our state with black basketball players. And it's a shame that Barry Switzer, Ken Trickey's no longer with us, that Barry Switzer isn't used as some sort of liaison between the black community and the white community for the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He had a great love for what the black people were about and the athletes, and it's just a shame that his expertise and his ability to bring those races together isn't used more as an advantage today.
You know, Ken, I think he came out of Tennessee.
Yes, Chattanooga.
Chattanooga, and of course, basketball was a favorite sport of Oral Roberts. So that was a big thing to him. And didn't he bring largely black players that the town had never seen black players play before?
Correct.
Until Ken Trickey brought them in.
Well, TU had brought some in the mid-60s and had some success with Ken Hayes and Joe Swank, but not to the national success that Ken Trickey did. And you knew Oral, speaking of Oral Roberts, you knew Oral very well.
Yes. Well, you know, that was always one of my great thrills, to be able to sit with Oral Roberts and watch a game, because he was such a basketball fan. And I'll tell you what, he could have coached just as well as anybody. And what he has done for basketball in Oklahoma, I don't know where we would be without that. I mean, he really changed it throughout the state.
Okay, so you sat and watched games with Oral Roberts.
Yes.
And you apparently then heard him, you knew he knew the game as he talked about it?
Yes.
He wasn't just a fan, but he understood the playmaking of it.
He understood it, and not only that, but he loved to watch games. We would go down and watch OU play every now and then. Ken would call me and say, let's go. And I always like to tell this story. We would stop at McDonald's on the Turnpike, and
with Oral.
Yes, and
you said Ken would call you. You mean who?
Yeah,
did you?
Well, to go with him,
Ken Tricky.
Okay,
and so we'd stop at a McDonald's, and Ken would always tell me, now you make sure you get right in behind President Roberts, because he won't pay for it. Okay. And he was a big hamburger man, so he'd get it and I'd pay for it. But we had more fun, and he was such a, I don't know how to explain it other than he was just fun, and you would never think he was the minister that he was when you're going and watching a game.
He was one of everybody, right?
Yes.
He was human, right.
I always liked the fact that you would occasionally tell him a salty joke. And he would chuckle and say, JV, I'm going to pray for you.
Well, so that relationship then with Oral actually came about because you and Tricky hit it off, correct?
Well, no, I you know, I had nothing to do other than I was doing the radio, but I wasn't a big dog. I was the little dog.
Yeah, but your connection to Oral comes through Ken, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right.
Well, no, I'll take that back, because I had a player at Seminole that played for Oral Roberts, and I met Oral Roberts as a result of him, and that's where we became, we knew one another, and then with Tricky, it was even better.
And he took a liking to you, so there's that personality, that charisma of J.B. Haney that kicks in. And
that was a...
Did you play golf at all?
Yes.
Did you ever play golf with Oral?
No.
And
I wouldn't. I didn't want to, because he'd beat me.
Well,
no, I never did.
Right.